Daisy's letter, dated October 24, 2012, ordered Crenshaw High School under the direct supervision of LAUSD's Intensive Support and Innovation Center effective immediately. Citing 4 years of less than adequate progress in several key indicators, Daisy informed the school that it would be divided into three magnet schools with increased AP courses and international baccalaureate pathways. All teachers and administrative staff would have to reapply for the school's relaunch on July 1st of next year. Sylvia Rousseau, former interim principal at Crenshaw High and now a professor in USC's Rossier School of Education, says the superintendent has a point.
Clearly, it has to be acknowledged that the school has not performed at the level that it needs to perform.
A program called Extended Cultural Learning was partially implemented at Crenshaw in 2011-2012 after some disappointing results in state tests in preceding years. Since implementation, proponents say the school has met or exceeded all of California's Academic Performance Index targets for growth, except one. Based on those results, Crenshaw successfully applied for the Highly Competitive School Improvement Grant, or SIG, from the Federal Department of Education, which is administered through the state. In California, half of all SIG applications are rejected. Crenshaw received $6 million to continue improvements at the school. That award may be in jeopardy if the school is significantly restructured. Furthermore, says educational scholar John Rogers of UCLA, there's just not a lot of research supporting reconstitution.
Paradoxically, despite the fact that the federal government increasingly calls for research-based reform, there really isn't a research base for reconstitution.
I asked him why, then, reconstitution is becoming increasingly popular, according to one study up to 60% from 10 years earlier.
I think education reform often is driven by a desire for quick and simple and often cheap answers.
And as Rogers pointed out,
lots of people are frustrated with the slow pace of reform or by schools that are not enabling young people to achieve the goals that the young people have and their community members have.
But as Rousseau underlines, a large body of data says that kids in underperforming urban schools need to see relevance in their education.
So that students saw the relevance and the pertinence between education and their own capacity to make change in their communities.
And Crenshaw did this through extending cultural learning. That will now be replaced by three magnet schools under Daisy's proposed revamp. And Rousseau says if funding isn't stabilized, if personnel aren't stabilized, progress will be hard to hold on to.
The district takes a comprehensive view of the needs of students, comprehensive view of the support that teachers need and the school needs to engage in true reform. And unless we take a more humanistic approach, that our students are not widgets.
Daisy and Crenshaw High faculty and staff are due to meet after the Thanksgiving holiday. It's not clear if reconstitution is a done deal or if there's still room for negotiation. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.